my goodies, not my goodies.
I got a sick reputation for handling bros. All I need is me a few seconds and more than this rap. Double A to bring my lap, and I ain't coming back, so you can put a car right there. I'm the truth, and I ain't got nothing to prove. And you can ask anybody, cause it seems to do. They better cage or run right through. Used to them. Throw all the dirt you want. No, you don't. Still won't have a pen up in a fabulous room. Bone up back, picking out a basket of fruit. I love you. Yeah, freaking really love you too. You know how I do it.
Good morning, puttins. Good morning. First of all, that is Petey Pablo with Sierra Goodies. I have a great respect for Petey Pablo. I do. He came and made his money. That nigga was out. He said, I love it. He said, I got a sick reputation of handling broads. All I need is me a few seconds or more. And that's a wrap. Tell a valet to bring my lack. And I ain't coming back, so you could put a car right there. I'm the truth, and I ain't got nothing to prove. And you can ask anybody, because they seen me do it. Barricades, I run right through them. Used to them. Throw all the dirt you want, it's no use. You still won't have a pen up in a fabulous room. On her back, picking out a basket of fruit. I love you, boo. Yeah, Freaky Petey loves you, too. You know how we do. Then Sierra comes in and says, that goody-goody. You may look at me and think I'm just a young girl, but I'm not just a young girl. Baby, this is what I'm looking for. Sexy, independent, down to spend tight. That's getting his dough. I'm not being too dramatic. That's the way I gotta have it. I bet you want my cookies. I bet you thought about it. Got you all hot and bothered, man, because I talk about it. If you're looking for the goodies, keep on looking, because they're staying in the jar. All that. And she was like, yo, you ain't getting this. You're not getting this. Don't get it confused. And Petey Pablo said, first of all, You can say what you want. You can say what you want. I've been there, done did that. What's up? Barricades? I run right through them. See, everybody done seen me do it. So, what's up? You new to the party? Slow down, young one. See, that's why I like it. I like that song. I really do. But let's talk about the topic of the day. 8 years ago today, right? 8 years ago today. Technically, it was yesterday. But it was the day that, of this day is when I posted it. I was with Angel, right? Angel's Crown Doshun. Yemaya, please forgive me. He's crowned Yemaya, right? And he had all his god kids that he put beads on. He didn't crown anyone, right? I don't know if he crowned someone now, but back then when I was with him, he didn't crown no one. So he used to always say, oh my God, I remember when I first started the love of the religion and none of my friends in them was following it. So I went on my own. He was like, and I respect the love that you have for the religion. I said, okay. So I would follow him and I would hear his stories and I would learn from other people. You know what I'm saying? Because he did. He introduced me to a few people. And like Don Victor, crowned Obata Lai in Florida. You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of people that, you know, he introduced me to, old Santeros. And it was really cool. I can't complain. That I can't complain about. At all. That I can't complain. I would never take that from him. Not at all. Because he did. He was the catalyst. No matter how we ended our friendship. And trust me, we don't need to bring it back. I'm good with where I'm at. I'm in a good space. I know he's in a good space. So, but I can't take that away from him. Of introducing me to people. Because he was the catalyst. He was the one to bring me. So, when it says the needle takes the thread. That's fact. Because he, without him, I wouldn't have met anyone. I wouldn't have known no Santeros, because where I came from, there was none. You know, I read everything about books, and watching YouTube, which is dangerous. So, because two different worlds. But anyway, I went and we were talking, and the day before, so let's just say today's the 9th, the 8th is when I went to the drumming, the 7th. I never wanted a reading, so just that one day I felt something was off, and I went to him and I, cause Angel never read me. So I went to him and I said, cause even when he wanted to, he let Don Victor read me. So he never read me. This was the day he read me. He said, Obatala has a great love for you. And people think you're crazy. Your family and friends and all that think you are crazy, but it's Obatala that's going to take you to where you need to go. And I was like, okay. And he was like, you know, your mom's and them are waiting for you at the cemetery. And, you know, you got to go. So I went. I went that day. I left early. He did something. He had something to do. And I went to, I think he went to go see Barbie and them. And I went to the cemetery, Rockville Cemetery, to see my mom and them, right? So the next day, you know, I had on regular clothes. I would wear a skirt because he was the one. You do readings in a skirt. Don't disrespect. He taught me that, right? Whether y'all can say, oh, no, you can read anything, it's okay. I respect it. So anyway, he said, hey, get something white. I said, what? Now, we just got at this shop, right? Because we both were readers at Jamaica Religious. He said, go get something white. We're going to a Batala drumming. You should have saw me. I was happier than a motherfucking prostitute inside of a room full of fucking millionaires. I was fucking excited. What? My first drumming? I seen it on fucking YouTube. I read about it. I never went. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was running around. I went and got me. Oh, my God. You should have saw me because I looked like a big fucking steak puss marshmallow. I was 380 pounds. I was big. And I had to find me a skirt. I had to find me some white skippies. I had to find me some white stockings. Those fucking stockings was running down. I was mad, but I wore it. I didn't care. I had this white skirt on with a white long sleeve, and I had a white vest, and I had my head wrapped. I was freezing because I didn't want to have all that goddamn white, but I went because it was the first time I went to a drumming. And listen, people, ladies, gentlemen, peekaboo bitches, haters, everybody that I love, you know, my friends, all of y'all that's listening. Three things you're going to remember in this life. Because when it's the first, your first drumming, the first time when you go to a drumming and a Risha or you see this, that energy is so powerful. You're going to remember that for the rest of your life. The day you get crowned, you're going to remember that for the rest of your life. And your first reading ever with a Santero, you're going to remember that. You're going to remember that always. So here it is. I get to go. We go out to Sunnyside, Sunnydale or whatever. Didn't know then, but now I know who Jerry Obatala was. It's my grandfather in Santo, but I didn't know that then, you know, because I had just met them all that day. They was throwing it for Jerry Obatala and Padrino Jerry and Lito, all of them were there. I met them all that day, Junior, all of them. That's when I met them. Ramon, all of them I met, and the brother Ibae, the one that passed away. Please forgive me, I forgot his name. He was the one that translated for me, right? His friend, matter of fact, but they were both there. I met them. So anyway, we're at the drumming. Oh my God, he told me, you know, kiss the mat and stuff because I wasn't crying. I didn't have beads. So we're standing there. I'm standing in the back. He said, you can't stand in the front when they're drumming, you know, because you're not crowned. So we're in the back. Now, mind you, so many things happened that day. First of all, Angel came looking like a thug. He had his fitted on. He had his vest on. He had on black and blue jeans and stuff. He had a black vest on. He had his book bag. If you didn't know him, you would think he was some little thug that walked in the door with the big... I would have been the Santero and he would have been the regular person, right? Because I had on my white. I had no beads on, but I had my vest up. So, and it was white. So you wouldn't have known, right? Or at least he was the godfather and I was the Yahweh, because I had on everything white, right? So I even took off my jewelry. That's how open I was. Now, a few days earlier, this girl had gave Angel some beads to put on. And he wore because they were cute. Put on. So we're in the drumming. I don't know Spanish, ladies and gentlemen. Not even going front. I don't know Spanish. I don't know none of that, right? And I'm going to keep saying, because everybody's like, oh, you got to learn Spanish. If I'm going to learn anything, I'm going to learn first what my ancestors spoke, which is Creole. I learned that first before I learned Spanish. I don't care if nobody else speaks Creole to me. I'm going to learn that first because I'm going to respect my spirits. No shade. So, anyway, we're there. I don't speak Spanish. So the drumming is happening. You know, now people are coming down and stuff. And Junior's Yemaya came down. Baby, I don't know Spanish. But she was cleaning a person in front of Angel. And he kept turning around. Kept turning around, looking at Angel. And then he turned around and he said something. I said, I don't know what the fuck that mean in my head. I said, but he know who he is, so okay. Then he turned around. Then he started cleaning them. And the beads pop, pop. And they fell all over the ground. And Angel started crying. And it was a hug. That at first I thought it was his mom. Because it was a hug not seeing my child in years. Like, I long to give you this. I know you needed it. This right here is what you've been waiting for. Let me give you this. Baby, I ain't speak Spanish, but I was crying. I was in fucking tears. Oh my God, I was crying. Oh my God, that touched me, baby. It touched me because at first I thought it was his mom because his mom had just passed away in the summer. So that's who I thought it was, right? Because I didn't know. I didn't know the rules of no moto, no spirit come down. These are all Risha. So I didn't know. But that hug, baby, that hug said something to the world that day. And I didn't care if nobody else felt it, but I felt it. I didn't care if he cried. I cried with him, for him, with both of them, the whole nine, right? Because I don't speak Spanish. So then it was so emotional. He went outside. He said, I'm going outside. I said, okay, because now I'm seeing everybody come down. I'm seeing people throw themselves and everything. So I'm waiting. So here this dude come with all white, right? He dancing and stuff. But they had got, now I know he was lifted to dance, you know, Batala. So he came. And I threw myself, and he picked me up, And the person was standing there. He said, where's your godfather? I said, outside. I said, but you can tell him because I don't speak Spanish. Like, I don't know. So the dude, he was standing there. And he said, the world and your family and them may think you're crazy. But I know. I know. And when you're in need of anything or something goes wrong, call me because I'll be, like, all you have to do is talk to me. I'll be there. I'm paraphrasing, right? And that I'm on the right path. Keep going where I'm going. Baby, I was so excited. Right? I hugged him. Oh, my God. I hugged him. And I was so excited. I was like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God, thank you. And I ran outside and got Angel. I don't care who he was talking to. That day, I was rude. I snatched his ass up and brought him back. And I grabbed the dude. I said, okay, translate. Because I don't speak Spanish. I don't speak the shit. So he had translate. So he had told Angel. Angel looked and said, see, I told you. So every time he would go, the dancer would go and dance or talk to someone, he'll find his way back to me. So when it was over, you know how you step side to side. Obatala was standing in front of me, like, you know, standing there like, this is my child. I'm protecting her. Baby, I'm sitting there trying, because Angel was on the other side, and I'm trying to get him, like, because he in his fucking phone. And I'm like, I wanted him to take a picture or something so I can remember this fucking day. And I'm like, hey. And he's like, shh. And Obatala is standing with his arm crossed, standing in front of me, putting his back, like leaning his back up in front of me. And I, baby, you couldn't tell me nothing at all, at all. I went to my first drumming. You couldn't tell me nothing, no one, nothing that I wasn't on the right path, right? Now, we're walking, and Lito and all of them was walking, and that's when Angel introduced it. He said, Lito, you know, when you go home, ask Shoshun, can you be the Jabona for her? We don't know her crown yet, but we want to get her beads. And, you know, you let me know your derecho and stuff. You hit me up and we'll talk. I was grateful because it was in the summer when I got it. And I was grateful. I was grateful for that day. So while we was riding on the train and stuff, and we all said our goodbyes and stuff, and it was all talking and everything, we were walking, and Angel was like, that was so emotional for me. And I was like, okay, I don't know what she said, but I'm going to tell you what I saw, and then you tell me if I'm crazy or not. I said, first of all, I don't know what she said when she was cleaning you, but those peas pop, pop. So that just took me as a sign of don't take everything from everybody. So he started laughing. I said, and that hug, I said, at first I thought it was your mom. So I was like, oh my God. That's when he explained to me, no, that was Dorisha, that was your Maya. He said, every time she would turn around, she would say something and he would just smile. He said, every time she turned around, she would say, you think I don't know you? Because he had his fitted on down low. And she said, you think I wouldn't know my son? My child, you think I wouldn't know who you are? And, like, you can hide from the world. You can never hide from me. I sit on your head. Baby? Then she started cleaning him. He said, she told her, you can't accept everything from everyone. Cleaned it. That shit popped, pop, like a gunshot. That's how it popped. It wasn't pulled. It wasn't dragged. That shit just popped, pop. Then she said, you know, like, I longed for this. I longed to see you. Don't stay away from me so long. Angel hasn't been to a drumming in years. She said, don't stay away from me so long. I know you needed this. His mom had just died in the summer. So I know he needed this. This was something that he wasn't expecting, but I was happy that he was there. He got that. And I was happy to be a part of that story. I was. So it was Junior that Yemaya came down, and I think that was the first time he met him, and he sent him a long letter of, you know, the message and everything that she said to him. And he was thanking him, even though, you know, it wasn't him, but it was his Yemaya. And then they found out either they have similar paths or, you know, he respects the path of that Yemaya. I'm not really sure. I don't remember because it was 8 years ago. But I remember that day. I remember that day. And it was amazing. He said, how do you feel? I said, that just was a confirmation. I'm going to continue. Blessings to Obatala, but I'm going to continue. And then later on, I found out it was Jerry's. I was like, wow, small world, small world, small world, small world. It really was. And it was a great. And then Don Victor, Crown de Batala, the first person that read me. You know what I'm saying? So Batala has always been in my life. And I'm very grateful. Like now, when I look outside the window, I live in the mountains. I see Obatala every day. I see Alofi, I see Ego, but I see Obatala every day. Every day to remind me on this journey to keep a cool head. It is days I want to go off. Like yesterday, I was pissed the fuck off because I'm looking at these people and I'm like, yo, I'm sounding the horn. I'm telling you Candelo and them did this. I done gave y'all fucking proof. I done showed y'all. But they all still follow him. And I'm like, what? So I'm getting aggravated. I was mad. But then I got to remember, a cool head prevails much. I don't need to see all of that. I don't need to worry about what these people are. The message has already been put out. He can't sit and say, oh, no, that wasn't me. It was you. They can't say, well, we didn't know, because you do know. I can't make people stand up for what's right and hold themselves as well as others accountable. I can only really, to be truthful, worry about me. That's some real shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't hold on to the anger, the frustration, all of that. I got to feel it because I'm human. And then I got to let it go. I got to release it. I can't allow it to drive me to destruction because that's not my journey. You know what I'm saying? I have to learn to empathize. I can't just take on their fight if they're not fighting. I can't sound the alarm and say, hey, we for the village. If half the village is going back to the predator saying, well, I need my money. I can't allow my cash flow. You know, not everybody is willing to stand up for people. But yeah, still, they call themselves a healer. No shade. I'm a healer. But then when shit hit the fan and become too thick, they thin the fuck out because now you messing with their coin. So I would rather for you to stay on that side. Don't have a conversation. Don't have nothing. But then you have all those people that play both sides of the fence. Let me see if he say something about Ifa Bayo. Let me see if she say something about him. Let me see if he posts up something about her. Let me see, you know, back and forth. It's social media. Some people got time. They with the shits. Some people don't have no life. That's all they got. Some people are fat and nasty, and that's all they gonna do, for real. So that's just them. No shade. That's just them. So I had to take, which that was a message for me this morning, like, you came 8 years, girlfriend. Spent 8 years. 8 years. Eight. You started. The place where I had to remember, humility is a motherfucker. Where I started from, sleeping in an abandoned building, an apartment in Gail's old house. God bless the dead, because Gail passed away a few days ago. Sleeping in her apartment, her abandoned apartment, on a mat. Like, to now have my own. Wanting to be crowned. 8 years later, I did it. Well, 4 years later, I'll be four. So half of that, 8 years. I've only been on this journey for 8 years. I can't say, oh, well, I've been doing this for umpteen years. No, I've been reading cards for 20-something years. I wasn't spiritual. I wasn't. I just read cards. That was it. I just read cards. I didn't care who you believed in. You could believe in fucking Daffy Duck. I didn't care about that. I just read cards. That was it. That's all I did. I didn't care if you were Christian, if you were religious, if you were whatever you paid me to do. You, matter of fact, I wasn't even taking money back then. I just wanted to read you. That was it. That's all. And give you some kind of solution and move on about my life. That was it. I didn't care about anything else. So that was the cards. But being on this journey, 8 years, I don't have time to sit and be like, oh, I've been doing this for 30 years and I've been this since I was a baby. 8 years. 8 years before that, I was doing all other kinds of shit. So 8 years. 8 years, I did it. 8 years. 8 years. That's it. I don't have, and through that 8 years, I have met some amazing people. Eli, Lito, Junior. Oh my God, Carmen. Oh my goodness, Tony Shango, Cabo Sile, oh, John Mason, Martha Vega, Lafayette. I haven't met her personally yet, but all the rest of them I have. But she did text me and email me. So I'm grateful for that. Oh, my goodness. I've met some amazing people, you know, names is, I may not remember, but I know I took pictures with them and I know we had conversations and they kept on telling me, keep on. Louis Oshun Ibaye, like he passed away. Oh my God, I did. I met some amazing people. I will. Don Victor. Oh my gosh. Elias, the Baleto from Florida. Even though y'all may not like him, that's okay. Him and his wife was really cool to me, so I don't have no beef with them. Oh my God, you know, I did. I met some amazing people, and I'm grateful for that. I am. I'm grateful for their wisdom. I would go different places. I remember working in the Love Shack, and I was telling them I was going to go to Canada, and they told me, sit down, you ain't going to Canada, stay in your lane, you'll never go to those places. And Angel and us went. I went to see Niagara Falls. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the things I said I would do, I did. I did. I really did. I haven't met him personally, but Ibaye, I got to speak with Ochani Lee. I read his book. That book touched every part of me. Every part of me. Osobo? Oh my God, I read his book. That book touched every part of me. And to have a conversation with him was beyond amazing. For him to say, because this dude told me I couldn't write. And for him to say, is he an author? I said, no. He said, write. I love when you write your stories. So, man, 8 years, only eight. It's not been a long time, only eight. And I'm grateful for all 8 years. The good, the bad, the indifference. Everything that happened had to happen. Everything I went through, I had to go through. Everything that I learned, I needed for this day. Everything, I am grateful for. For this day, I have no regrets. I don't. Because they were supposed to happen. They were supposed to happen. If me and people fell out, at the end of the day, I love them. And we can, you know, sometimes even in families, you fall out with your brothers and sisters and your cousins and your best friends. And that's how you build up that. You know what I'm saying? As long as it wasn't betrayal, you build it up. Might have been a misunderstanding at the end of the day. But we all grow. We all grow. We know the relationship won't be the same. I don't want it to ever be the same. I want it to start from right where we are. I don't need it to go back. What we had back then, we had it. We got memories. Now let's start from right where we are. With the experience that you have, with the experience that I have, let's start right where we are. I'm not going back to beginnings. I'm starting right where I am. And I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful. Be grateful of your journey, the people, the lessons, the blessings. The love, even the chastisement, even when you get your ass cussed out or edges snatched, be grateful for that. Be grateful for all of that because there are lessons that learn. And when you're at rock bottom, shit, you better appreciate it because that's where the real lessons are learned. So it is. It is. It is. I'm forever grateful. I really am. So know that. Know that. On your journey, enjoy the scenery. Because you can't, whatever's destined to happen is happening. Can't stop it. Like I tell y'all, just pray for the strength to endure and withstand. Just pray for that. Pray for the strength to withdraw and to endure and stand. Give you the strength. That's all you need. That's it. Because anything else, you were built for it. Take that lesson. Take that ass whooping, take that gift, take that love, take all of that. Take it all in stride, brush yourself off, and prepare. Prepare. And as you grow, remember those things that you need. Rain boots, raincoat, long johns, mittens, hats, collect all that. And when people want to offer you something, accept it. Don't block their blessing. Accept it. Accept it. You know? Accept it. Accept it. So as y'all go about your day, it's snowing up here. We have a winter advisory. I'm going to take the puppies out so they can see snow for the first time. Be a blessing. Love yourself. Communication is key. Grow. Growth is amazing. I don't ever want to just continue to be the same. I love growth every day. Progress. Progress. And live your truth. Walk in your truth. Support one another. Doesn't cost anything to tell someone, yo, I appreciate you. And know that I am on number 8. Today is Tanya, amazing sister. You know? And like I said, be a blessing. Walk in your truth. And know that Sister Mama ain't going nowhere too far because it is snowing. And I live in the mountains. And we get snow to the dough. We do. It goes to the dough. Sometimes you get snowed in. So, hi. Don't ask me. We'll do everything online. Hey, classes are Saturday online. And the mask are here fully stocked. Waist beads. New set will be done. And hey, and t-shirts from the Wendy t-shirt lady. I got mine. Shut them down. And tonight, the show, Conversations with E5 Bayo. Tune in at 7 o'clock tonight. Make sure you tune in. Adults, though, I don't want the children to hear some of the things that's going to be played. All right? So I love you all. As always, it's been a plum-pleasing pleasure. And know that I love you. You can catch me on Instagram, Periscope, MeWe, Facebook, Patreon, Snapchat, and TikTok. I'm everywhere. So you can find me. You can find me. My number's always posted. So, hey, y'all keep it moving, keep it grooving, and know that. Respect the magic.